弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you all。
今天要跟大家思想这个信息，就是在基督里的新交。
Today I would like to share a message regarding to how to have a communion in mind。
这里心用心灵的相交。
That is a communication using our heart。
我们每次来到教会的时候。
Whenever we come to the house of the Lord,
有一件东西一定要带的。
There is one thing we must bring with us.
就是把你的心带来。
That is bring our heart to worship.
神是个灵。
That God is a spirit.
我们敬拜神要用心灵诚实来敬拜他。
Whenever we come to worship, we must worship in truth and spirit.
另外我们信主的人在一个教会里面
As all the believers when we come to a physical church
我们好像在一个身体里面
It is like we are in a physical body
这是圣经的教导
This is the teaching from the Bible
我们是基督的身体
We are actually a members of Christ's body
身体有一个非常重要的一件事情
There is a very important function of a body
就是要交流的好
That is, all the members must be able to communicate well
一个身体
When there is a body,
假如那个血液不流通
if the blood is not able to flow within the body,
这会怎么样呢
what will happen then?
这会痛
then you will feel pain.
这个不流通就痛
whenever there's the blood flow stuck, you will feel pain.
同样在一个教会里面
in the same way in a church,
我们假如没有流通，没有交通
，If there is no flow, there is no fellowship.
没有交流
，There is no communication.
那我们一天可以
，Maybe you can live by one day. May perhaps you can survive for two days.
但是长期的不流通的话
，However, if you just continues on,
很多问题就出来了。
Then you will develop many problems.
你知道身体的糖尿病。
As you know, the diabetics.
今天我们吃中饭的时候，跟这些弟兄姐妹谈到糖尿病。
When I had lunch with many brothers and sisters, we talk about diabetes.
很多都有糖尿病了。
I found out many people suffers diabetes.
那糖尿病平常都可以控制的。
Sometimes, most of the time, you can control it.
但是也可能到一个地步。是非常可怕的。
However, it can develop into a very severe situation.
糖尿病产生一个问题就是不能够流通。
Because diabetics will lead something that you are not able to have a smooth flow in your body.
有时候整条腿都要把它割掉。
Since there is no good circulation, you may even into mutate one of your body member.
同样在身这个教会里面
in the same way in a church
弟兄姐妹必须要有一个好的交流
that all the brothers and sisters we must have a good fellowship
我们不是一个团体
we are not just a group of people
不是一个会所
this is not an organization
乃是基督的身体
but rather it's a body of Christ
这个是非常重要的一个观念
this is a very important concept
我出信主的时候
When I was a young believer,
我只是想到、哦、我觉得我有罪我觉得这个世界有神
All I understand is that I am a sinner and there is a God、
哦、我觉得教会的生活很好
I find that I thought the life of a church must be very good
我后来就成为基督徒了
Then I decided to become a Christian
但是我发觉当我成为基督徒之后
However, once I realized after I became a Christian
我有一个意外的收获
I find out there is unexpected realization.
我原来我不经不觉就加入了基督的身体。
Without knowing, I'm becoming a member of Christ's body.
哇，原来在教会里面弟兄姐妹是那么可爱的，那么美好的。
I realized that all the brothers and sisters within church, they are so lovable. So,
我们有很多事情可以分享。
There are so many things we may communicate and share.
不单单从弟兄姐妹那种感觉。
Not only just within the brothers and sisters, the family-like environment.
我们可以分享我们的痛。
That we can share our pain.
我们可以分享我们的喜乐。
We can share our joy.
我们可以分享我们人生的理想。
We can share about our dreams.
等等等等。
And etc.
我们有同一个目标。
We all share the same
goal. 同一个努力。
That we all may strive together.
那个时候我们每个晚上都有布道会的。
And at the time we
每个礼拜天的晚上
hold evangelistic meeting almost every single night.
所以我个人啊，我看见很多弟兄姐妹都是这样，都很期待我们礼拜五、礼拜六、礼拜天，我们 weekend 都在教会里。
I was overjoyed. I believe many brothers and sisters feel the same that we all expect, and we couldn't wait for the weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
然后我们就一同来敬拜。
That when we all come together and worship,
一同来唱诗。
When we all come and sing
songs, 我们一同祷
告。And when we all join and pray,
我们一同去传福音。
And we go out to share gospel.
哎呀，真是非常的喜乐。
Oh, what a joyful thing to do.
就好像有解圣经。
Just like a Bible verse.
里面讲到一件事情。
It mentioned a thing like this.
我很想跟你们来读。
I truly want to read this with you.
非常好的圣经。
This is a tremendous
我们来打开腓立比书。
Let us turn to Philippians.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
我们来看第一到第五节。
Verse 1 to verse 5.
第二章第一到五节，这里讲到这，保罗就讲到一个在基督里面的那种交流的生活。
Right here, Paul mentioned about the kind of fellowship within the body of Christ.
然后他一面讲到后来第四节的最后那一句
As he continued on to verse 4 until the end of verse 4,
他说使我的喜乐可以满足
He says so that my joy can be complete
喜乐满足
Complete my joy
这是非常好的一种的情况
This is a great consequence
我希望弟兄姐妹在教会里面
This is my hope to all the brothers.
我们透过种在基督里面的一种彼此的交流
，through our fellowship within Christ，
我们也得到这种在满足的喜乐。
We can receive such fulfillment as well.
那我们来看读一次这个圣经。
Let us read this scripture together.
腓立比书二章一到五节。
Philippians. Chapter 2, verse 1 to 5.
我们一起来读，我们可以用中文，可以用英文。
You may read in whatever language you feel like. May you turn to your Bible.
第二章一到五节。
Chapter 2, verse 1 to 5.
好，我们一起来读。
Let's all read together.
所以在基督里若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯，你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。你们当以基督的心为心。这里就是保罗讲到在基督里的相交的生活。
This Paul mentioned about the fellowship lifestyle within Christ.
也讲到一条怎么能够带到一个满足喜乐的那条途径。
And also showed us a way that we can truly reach the goal of the true fulfillment.
里面也教导我们如何在教会里面 过一个彼此交流用心来交流的生活。
How to live a lifestyle within church that we can have a true fellowship.
弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们来到教会里面。
When we come to church,
我们是有一个目标，我就说有一个结果是我们可以达到的。
There is a goal we are trying to reach that is possible.
那就是我们在这里，因着彼此的心交，我们能够有满足的喜乐。
That is when we have a heart-to-heart fellowship, we can have a true fulfillment in our joy.
那我们来看看怎么达得到呢
？And let us see how may we reach this goal.
第一个地方
，First，
我们注意的
，First，
是所以在基督里
，If therefore，
在基督里
，That in Christ，
就注意在基督里
，That is focused the attention to the phrase in Christ，
不是在教会里。
It's not in church, but rather in Christ.
更加不是在教会的外面。
And even more so, it's not outside of the church.
这里有三个层次。
There are three levels.
你进到教会。
Once you enter church,
仍然你可以是个 outsider, 一个教会外面的人。
You may still consider as an outsider of the church, even though
you're in the church. 虽然你在教会里面。
There are two types of in church.
但是你不一定参与教会的事工。
Even though you are in church, perhaps you are not part of the church ministry.
啊，有一些他来到教会，进到教会，参加教会的事工。
Some people may enter church and also get involved with church ministry.
但注意，这里不是说在教会里。
And however, let us focus our attention. Understand, this is not mentioning that we are in church.
那是在基督里。
But rather in Christ.
这是有点不同的。
There is a difference.
我们就有不同的层次。
Let us understand there are different levels.
假如你连教会都没有投入的话，就谈不上心交了。
If you're not even inside the church, let us not even talk about the fellowship of hearts.
但是假如你只是投入在教会里面。
However, if you even just get involved with the church,
有时候我们就会在停留在一个教会的工作、教会的情况的层次里面。
However, it's very possible we just stuck at the level of doing ministry as a service.
所以有时候你来到教会就是谈哦，主日学怎么样，团契怎么样，传福音工作怎么样。
Perhaps you are many people. Once you come to church, we talk about different ministry. How may we proceed about our Sunday school, our fellowship, and so on.
教会有教会的生活工作。
Because in church there is a church life and church ministry and services.
但在基督里是什么意思呢？
What does it mean in Christ?
在基督里面就是说有一种属灵的一种在基督里面那种负担那一种的爱好好像有一首诗歌所说的爱主所爱恨主所恨的那一种的情况。
But once you are in Christ, you have a passion in Christ. You are interested of what God interests. You hate what Christ hates.
我举个用些例子让大家来检查一下你究竟在一个怎么样的一个层次里面。
Perhaps I should give you some example, then maybe we can re-examine ourselves which levels we are in.
一般当你来到教会的时候
，Perhaps most of time when you come to church,
你通常是怎么的情况呢
What state of mind are you in?
可能有几种情况。
It's very possible will be one of the following.
我们看看你是属于哪种。
So may we re-examine ourselves.
那第一种呢
？The first level.
就来到教会。
You come to church.
唱诗、祷告、听道。
You sing praise, listen to sermon, and you pray.
然后回家。
Then you go home.
有没有这种人？有没有这种基督徒啊？
Do we see such people around?
我不是说你不得救，可能你真诚的信主，你还是个基督徒。
I'm not saying you're not saved. Perhaps you are still a devoted Christian still.
不过这是一种情况。
However, this is just a level, one condition.
那第二种情况呢?
Then we get into the second level or second condition.
那就是来到教会你会停留下来。
That is, once you come to church, you rather stay behind.
你会跟弟兄姐妹有交流。
You want to have some fellowship with some brothers and sisters.
这个交流呢可能谈谈今天好像那个房子都降价了。
Perhaps you talk about the house market in the local area.
谈谈那个孩子的上大学了。
Perhaps you talk about your children, they are all going to college.
或者说谈谈我的儿子他上个星期订婚了。
Perhaps you talk about your children are getting engaged.
或者说supermarket 最近有什么便宜货。
Perhaps there are certain items on sale in some supermarkets.
我不是说这好不好。
I'm not saying they are good or bad.
这是生活。
This is part of life.
这是属于一种层次。
This is just a level of communication.
在教会里面我们吃饭的时候见面的时候有时候会谈到的。
This is a very common topic we may share during our love feast.
或者说在教会里面谈到教会的光景。
Or you start to talk about the conditions of the church.
这就又进一步了。
Then you get further in.
你谈到教会的情况的时候。
As we get deeper, we talk about the conditions.
你就开始知道你已经进到教会里面了。
Then you realize you are actually in the church.
教会最近好像兴旺很多。
Perhaps you talk about the church's getting prosperous.
有些新朋友他愿意来参加聚会。
We find out there are new friends who are joining the church.
我就说教会最近我们的活动很好。
Perhaps you talk about there are very several good events, ministry going on.
这是一种层次。
Then you reach a different level.
你进到教会里面。
That you actually get deeper into the church life.
因为你开始关心教会的事情。
Because you start to pay attention to the church ministry.
那有另外一种层次。
However, there is the other level.
你不单在教会里面。
Not only you are in the
church. 你已经进到在基督里面。
You are also in Christ.
你开始去关心到这个身体里面，教会这个身体里面其他的肢体的情况了。
You start to pay attention to the members' needs of the church.
你开始会懂得来为弟兄姐妹的需要来祷告了。
You start to have a burden to pray for other people's need in the church.
你开始懂得去打个电话给一些没有来的弟兄姐妹了。
All of the sudden, you have an urge to pay attention to others.
在了解他们的情况。
And to try to understand people's situation.
你开始懂得关心他们。
You start to have a compassion for others.
那这种情况之下呢，你就不仅仅在教会里面。
So under such condition, you are not just in the church.
你开始在个身体里面，在基督里面。
But rather, you are in the body, you are in Christ.
因为有种痛痒相关的那种情况。
Because now you feel the body, either pain or good of the body.
在基督里面能够建立一种关系是很难得的。
It is difficult, but once you get it, when you establish a good relationship in church, it is good.
这表示你投入了。
That means you are totally in.
投入在一个群体里面，一个教会里面，一个身体里面。
You are part of the Christ body now.
在这种情况之下。
Under such condition.
我们才算是在一个主里面的一种交流的生活。
We are then considered we are truly in a fellowship in the body.
我们才有机会慢慢慢慢享受到在主里面彼此相交的那种喜乐。
Then we can have the opportunity to enjoy the joy we may have within the body.
我不晓得大家喜不喜欢运动。
I wonder whether you like to exercise or not.
我是不懂。
I'm not an expert in terms of sports.
但是我有时候看人打篮球的时候。
However, sometimes when I watch people play basketball.
尤其是前些时候那个林来疯的时代时候。
Previously, we all experienced linsanity.
啊，我就很留心去看打篮球。
I was so devoted at that time.
我看到在篮球场里面呢，那些人都投入，完全投入在打球。
I realized all the players, they were totally devoted into their game.
啊，在旁边的看球的人呢，也是完全投入的。
And not only that, all the spectators, people are all into the game together.
很多时候在那种很紧张、很有喜乐、有失望、有种很深的情感的投入。
And people are truly devoted, they're emotional in there, so they feel excited together, they feel joy or sad together.
这个跟打棒球不同的。
This is a little bit different from playing baseball.
我不晓得是不是我去看的那一两次我有这种感觉，或者说棒球的文化就是这样，我不知道。
I wonder, perhaps only me personally, perhaps this is a different culture in terms of, in baseball.
我看着打棒球的观众了，有很多不投入的。
I find out when I watch baseball, I find out a lot of people from the audience, they don't truly get into the game.
他们在那里收手的积极谈话。
They rather having their own social gathering.
有时候去买东西吃啊。
Some of them, they start to buy food.
有时候去进到那个贵宾室里面去谈话啊，这样。
Maybe perhaps they go into their VIP room to have their own chat.
然后喜欢的时候又坐在位置上。又看看啊。
Once they feel like it, they start to have interest, they return to their seat.
我看那一次啊，是打到19个 inning 啊。
The last time I watched, the game play last 19 innings.
然后呢就中间有人就走了。
And then, during middle of the game, some people left.
我觉得不好看。
I feel this is not, There's not
那感觉不好。
I don't feel excited enough.
我真是很怕我们教会有时候都有这种情况。
I'm afraid this the churches start to have the similar situation.
有时候我喜欢我就坐下来鼓鼓掌。
If some people feel like it, they sit down and they clap their hands.
不喜欢我就不来。
If they don't feel like it, they left.
有时候去喝杯茶。
And sometimes they just leave and to have a drink.
那个感觉不好。
And that's not a good
feeling. 那不是一种享受。
This is not a type of enjoyment.
没有喜乐可以，快乐可
言。There's no joy.
但是投入很重要。
However, the devotion is a very important element of.
所以第一件事情，我真的希望弟兄姐妹，既然来到这个教会里面。
And therefore, the very first thing I would like to share with you is that once if you decide to come to this place,
我们不单进到教会。
Not only we enter the church.
我们是加入这个身体。
But rather we are joining the body.
在那个身体里面，我用我的功能来帮助、来扶持弟兄姐妹。
Once I join the body, I exercise my particular feature to help out the body.
然后我又接受弟兄姐妹对我的帮助。
And then, in the same way, I receive the help from brothers and sisters.
我去用心来与弟兄姐妹来交往。
I use my heart to devote myself to have a good fellowship with brothers.
假如是这样的话，
if this is the case,
教会真是个乐土啊。
Then the church will be a happy land.
非常美好的地方。
And this will be a land of joy.
我们大家来建立一种能够彼此交流的生活。
May we establish and cultivate a place that we may have a good fellowship together.
但是你必须第一件事情要做的。
However, first of all, we must do.
你必须投入在基督里面。
That you must devote yourself in Christ.
成为一个基督徒。
To become a Christian.
投入在信仰里面。
Now you have to devote your faith.
去了解什么是信仰。
To understand what is this faith all about.
这是很重要的。
This is very important.
否则你没话讲的。
Otherwise, you have nothing to talk about.
人家讲到属灵的事情，你完全摸不着头脑。
Otherwise, whenever people talk about something about spiritual things, then you cannot get involved.
人家想到讲到神的爱，你不会明白的。
You could never understand when people mentioning about the love of Christ.
人家讲到圣灵的感动，你不明白的。
When people mention about the inspiration of Holy Spirit, you will have no idea.
讲到赦罪的喜乐，你不觉得的。
And how could you understand the joy of redemption?
那就没有可能有交流。
Then you could never have a good fellowship.
但是假如你投入进到这种属灵的基督里面
However, once you devote yourself in Christ,
借着信心
through your faith,
借着悔改
through your repentance,
借着种专心的投入
through your devotion,
祷告
through
追求
your prayer, and undivided pursuing,
你经历个生命的那种美好
Then you will experience the joy of life.
然后你明白弟兄姐妹在讲什么。
Then you will understand what other people were talking about.
然后你把你心中的喜乐、你的负担也交流出来。
And you also share the burden and joy within you to others.
然后我们的喜乐就可以满足。
Then our joy can be fulfilled.
这是第一种。
This is the first.
所以在这里保罗讲到所以在基督里若有什么劝勉 爱心有什么安慰圣灵有什么交通心中有什么慈悲怜悯的时候那个重点不在劝勉安慰交通慈悲怜悯而在基督里
So when Paul mentioned it right here So if there is any encouragement in Christ Any comfort from love Any participation in spirit Any affection and sympathy
So
the point right here is not encouragement It's not love It's not affection with sympathy But rather in Christ
所以讲到这个交流的生活的时候
And therefore when we talk about the lifestyle of fellowship
一种心灵的交通的时候
When we talk about the communion within heart
我的重点不是你怎么做
My point is My emphasis is not how to do it
而是你在哪里
But rather where are you
这个非常重要
This is very important
所以弟兄姐妹假如你从来没有投入过在这个信仰里面
And therefore brother and sister If you have never devoted yourself into your faith
你今天可以借助简单的信心
Today perhaps through your simple faith
一个愿意的心
A leap of faith
说神啊我愿意
Say to God Say God I'm willing
信靠你
I'm willing to devote myself to youI'm going to
投入在这个信仰
I'm going to enter your faith
这个第一
First
然后我们就有机会能够与弟兄姐妹用心灵来相交
Then we are able to talk about the communication within brothers and sisters
第二个地方
Second
这里第二句
Second verse
爱心有什么安慰
To have the same love
爱心有什么安慰
Any comfort from love
不是说安慰
It's not talking about comfort
乃是说用爱心的安慰
But rather the comfort from love
你知道这个劝勉跟安慰都不容易
As you understand encouragement and comfort they are not easy things to do
这种劝勉啊，不单单是 encourage 他
The encouragement is not just merely you try to encourage someone.
劝勉有一种的意思呢，就是说你错了，你走错了，你应该悔改，这种意思在里面。
The consolation or encouragement right here is that once you find out someone has perhaps misstep their way, and you try to bring them back to the right way.
这个不容易的。
This is very hard.
同样安慰也不容易的。
In the same way, comfort is not an easy thing to do.
我不晓得你有没有曾经去经历过你要安慰人的而不晓得怎么安慰的那种情况。
I don't know whether you have experienced the situation when you met someone and you realize you need to bring comfort to them and yet you find out it is very hard to do.
我觉得劝勉人很难，安慰人也很难。
I realize consolation is hard. Comfort someone is also very hard.
有时候我甚至想逃避这种情况。
And sometimes I even want to avoid such a situation.
因为我不懂怎么安慰。
Because it is very hard for me to comfort someone who is in pain.
我所说的是一个真的能够有一种安慰的结果的那种安慰。
I'm talking about that truly bring peace to someone, that type of comforting.
而不单单讲一些好话。
Not just saying some good words.
有时候我们去探访病人呢，常常讲错话的。
And a lot of time when we pay visit to those who are ill,A lot of time we said wrong words.
不晓得你们有没有这个感觉？我常常觉得，都在讲错话。
I don't know whether you feel the same or not. Oftentimes I feel I misspoke.
因为不适当，不适合。
Because I often feel I didn't speak appropriately.
所以有些人去探病的时候，什么都不讲。
And that's why a lot of people remain silent, when they visit someone.
就是默默地陪住他。
They just be there with the sick person.
可能那是最好的。
Perhaps this is the smartest way to do.
但是呢，安慰是可以的。
However, it is okay to comfort.
劝勉也是可以的。
It is okay to give encouragement.
不管我们有多么好，不是因为我们有多么好的言语。
It's not because we can speak eloquently.
乃是当我们用爱心的尺度来量度我们的那种态度。
But rather it's because we have a principle of love to direct us to express.
在爱心里的安慰。
That we are able to express comforting to others in love.
带着爱心的安慰。
That we are able to comfort in others in love.
不会有错的。
It won't go wrong.
所以呢，怎么去用心来交流呢？
And therefore, how may we have a fellowship in our heart, using our heart?
常常把我们的言语、我们的行为、我们的态度来，用爱心来校对。
And, that is, we must use the guideline of love to re-examine ourselves.
换句话说，我说新教的时候。
And therefore, as we communion using our heart.
不是说，哦，我跟你谈话，我帮你，我把我的心都掏出来给你了，你都不明白。
It's not like I'm truly helping you out. I really, expose myself, expose my heart to you, and how come you don't understand?
不是把心掏出来。
It's not like we are taking our heart out to someone.
还是真的用爱心去量度一下我们所讲的话，我们所做的事，是不是凭着爱心来做。
But rather we use love as the guideline to realize we are as to frame our expression to others.
我常常都记得有个人这样来说过。
Oftentimes I remember a word from someone.
他说当你去劝勉一个人的时候。
He said when you go to trying to encourage someone.
你不要随便的开口。
Don't you open your lips easily.
除非你曾经为他祷告。
Unless you have truly prayed for that person.
最好你曾经为他来流过眼泪。
Even to a point, you better have shed your tear for that person.
你才好开口。
Before you even open your lips.
同样安慰也是。
In the same way, this is how you should comfort to others.
假如我们从来没有为一个人祷告。
If you have never prayed for that person,
我们就是难怪我们没有言语，没有适当的言语。
No wonder we have no appropriate words to comfort that particular person.
最近呢，我们角生，我要负责来做员工的评估。
Recently, my organization, CCHC, we are going through an evaluation that I must conduct.
我发觉有某个程度的困难。
I realize that there are some level of difficulties of conducting this evaluation.
我们的评估是很机械化的。
Our evaluation is very mechanical.
那我开始的时候有些抗拒。
And in the beginning, I resist to do such job.
不过既然有这样的一种安排，我就尝试去做。
However, due to the organization arrangement, I submit to the regulation.
然后他每个人员工都要我要 evaluate 的是主任，每个主任都要把他们自己的那种评估先给我。
So all the managers, they must submit their own evaluation to me.
然后同样一个表，我要负责，我要填我自己的 evaluation.
And in the same way, I have to evaluate myself going through the same form.
然后呢，就要约一个时间，把两家把他的评估放在我的前面。
Then I have to arrange a meeting that I'm going to place his evaluation form right before me.
然后我就要告诉他我为什么这样评估，也要让他知道。
Then I have to communicate my evaluation result to him.
你觉得难不难？我觉得很难。
Do you think it is difficult? I feel it's quite difficult to myself.
所以呢，当我要这样做的时候
，So when it's about the time to do such evaluation，
我就是按照圣经所说的
，And therefore I try to do it according to the scripture。
我就好好的来祷告
，Then I prayed earnestly。
为那些我要跟他谈话的同工来祷告。
I pray earnestly to every single employee where I made a meeting to them。
我发觉，当我找出条路，一个方法，一个态度。度来跟他们交谈。
And once then I realized I develop a way I know how to communicate with them.
我发觉每次完了都有好的结果。
Once I realized I develop a good way to communicate, I find out there's a good result after each communication.
我发觉我关心的不仅仅是他的工作。
I realized not only I pay attention to his performance, work performance.
我首先是关心他。
I first pay attention to him as a person.
甚至关心他们的这种家庭的情况。
I pay attention to his or her family situation.
他交男朋友的情况。
Whether they are going out dating with someone.
交女朋友的情况。
Whether they're a boyfriend or girlfriend.
关心他们。
I pay attention and care for them.
讲了很多关于个人的需要。
I talk about many personal needs.
然后当我进到那个评估的里面的时候
，And once we step into the time for the evaluation,
我的目的是要提升他，帮助他。
My purpose is try to elevate him to bring him to a higher level.
我发觉那个结果很好。
I realize the end result turns out to be very good at the end.
我以前曾经试过有几次。
In the past, I have tried something like this.
我跟同工谈完之后，我很后悔。
And a lot of time, once I finished my talk with them, I feel there is a great regret.
我看见他们都是眼红红的，觉得很难过，很委屈的。
I find out their eyes were wet. They feel being misunderstood.
这是以前。
That was in the past.
但这次呢？
However, this time,
当我好好的祷告。
When I truly pray first,
当我的态度正确了
，When I have a good attitude myself,
我发觉当我跟他们评估完之后
，I realize after my evaluation with them,
他们也是眼红红的。
And they still have their eyes turn red.
但是我知道他们是很感激 很感动的那种眼红。
However, the reason behind wetting their eyes is because they were moved.
所以我觉得这种用心的、用爱心的那种交流很重要。
And then I realized how important it is to have a communication in love.
所以第一，在基督里。
And therefore, the first point that we must do it in Christ.
第二，在爱心里。
Second, do it in love.
第三
,third,
这里说圣灵有什么交通。
It talk about any fellowship in spirit.
这种圣灵有什么交通是什么意思呢
?And what does it mean, fellowship of the spirit?
就是说在圣灵的光照之下
,that is through the enlightenment of spirit,
带领之下
,through the guidance of Holy Spirit.
来去交流
to communicate under such guidance
这种也很重要
This is also very
因为我们常常都带着我们个人的经验
And because oftentimes we bring our own understanding
我们的价值观
our own experience and value
这种交通有时候不容易
And then it's very hard to fellowship under such conditions.
我有一个失败的经验。
I have a failing experience.
我尤其跟我们开会的时候。
I remember once when I held a meeting.
我有一位的弟兄。
There was a brother.
这是很久之前的事了。
That was some time ago.
现在比较少发生了。
Now this condition won't happen.
现在人比较成熟了。
I'm becoming more mature now.
以前呢
past,
曾经有一次。
There was one incident like this.
我对那位弟兄有一个很深的成见。
I held some prejudice against one brother.
什么成见呢
?What prejudice?
我觉得他太保守了。
I feel that he was so conservative.
太怕事情了。
He was so timid.
太不愿意承担责任了。
He was afraid to hold great responsibility.
这是我给他一个先有的这种感觉。
This is the picture I paint about that person.
但这种感觉呢就会影响我跟他的交流交通开会。
Because the picture in my mind affect how I communicate with that person.
当我们提到一个议案的时候。
Whenever we come to a new proposal.
他总是讲一些比较反面的话。
He always mentions something very negative.
一些没有信心的话。
Something that will affect our faith.
其实我没有听到他发言没有听到讲我就很不耐烦了。
Actually, before he opened his lips, I was out of patience about him.
大家假如从香港来的话你听过句话。
Perhaps if you came from Hong Kong, you have heard the saying like this.
我觉得他是阻住个地球转啊，个地球转，他就阻住个转，妨碍了个地球在转啊。
I feel he is a stumbling block for the turning of the earth.
所以呢，我有一次我就觉得很不耐烦，我给他就是说好像很狂傲的给他讲话。很骄傲的给他讲话。
And therefore, once I was truly out of patience, and therefore I spoke to him arrogantly.
但是他也好像没有什么反应。
And yet he didn't have much reaction at the time.
就是还是很忍耐的在讨论事情。
And then he went on with the meeting patiently.
在聚会完之后啦。
After the meeting.
圣灵在光照。
And I feel the enlightenment from the Spirit.
你刚才的态度非常不好。
And I feel, the Holy Spirit, rebuked me saying you had a very bad attitude.
我觉得自己责备自己圣灵的光照被别人的那种对抗的那个结果更好。
I feel that once I've been rebuked,by the Holy Spirit, the end result is even better by the correction from others.
圣灵的在圣灵里的那一种的爱心，那一种的交通很重要。
That it is very important to have a good fellowship in spirit and in love.
有一位师母，她讲那个，她跟牧师，她的牧师跟师母一同来主持一个家庭的婚姻的讲座。
Once they pastor couple they held a family
那个 workshop,
workshop together.
那个师母讲到一件事情。
The pastor wife mentioned.
我觉得那个师母很聪明。
Something, and I think she was quite wise.
她说他们两个人虽然一起来侍奉。
She said, even though they both husband and wife, they come together and serve.
但是呢，他们两夫妇啦，常常都有意见不同的。
However, even though they serve in the same ministry, and yet they have their own opinion, don't come to agreement often.
有时候他那个师母说，当我们的这个声线那个声音慢慢抬高的时候
，and the pastor wife mentioned that sometimes when they start to raise their voices,
他就不讲
，and she will stop.
他就去祷告
，and she would turn and start to pray.
他说每次祷告的结果都是很好的
，and she said the end result is always very good after praying.
这他说这真的。真的圣灵的工作比人的那种辩论更重要。
Because the work, the outcome of the work of the Holy Spirit is much better than man's way.
其实我们很多都很多时候都可以学。
Oftentimes we can learn from this.
有一位牧师也是同样很聪明的。
And there's also a very smart pastor.
当他们在那个执事会里面开会，到大家都觉得意见呢很激烈的时候
，whenever he and his coworker had a very heated debate in the deacon board meeting，
然后他就说：“好，我们一起来祷告。
”And he will say, "Well, how about let's all come and pray right now?"
当然不是去到一个很恶化的情况里才祷告，那个时候祷告不出来的。
Of course, you don't start to pray in an already very ill condition, then it's already too late.
你要看那个整个的情况，到一个时候你就好。我们一起安静祷告。
You have to follow the flow, and once you see the appropriate time, and you can say, "Let's all come and pray."
怎么可以在主里面彼此用心来交流呢
？And how may we have a fellowship in Christ with our heart?
千万不要说我把我的心掏出来。
Don't you ever say you expose your heart to others?
因为我们的心很多偏见的。
Because our hearts hold a lot of biases.
很多伤痕的，很多问题的。
There are so many scars, so many imperfection of our heart.
我们要学习在圣灵里交通。
But rather, we need to learn how many we have fellowship in spirit.
然后我们再看下去吧。
Then we will continue.
我们跳到那个第五节。
Let us jump to verse 5.
这里说，你们当以基督的耶稣的心为心。
That is, have this mind among yourself, which is yours in Christ Jesus.
这里我们怎么来在基督里彼此的交流呢
？And how can we have fellowship in Christ?
就是以基督的心为心。
That is to be like-minded like Christ.
基督的心是怎么样的呢
？And what is the mind of Christ?
啊，当然我们需要用很多时间去了解，去学习。
Of course, we need to spend a lot of time to understand and to learn.
今天我特别简单提出三点。
I would just raise three points here today.
基督的心第一个特征就是挽回。
The very first characteristic of the mind of Christ is to bring back.
就是说他常常很愿意把我们从罪恶中从失败中从过失之中挽回过来。
That is the mind of Christ. He has a willingness to bring us back from our failure, from our sin, from our frustration.
什么叫挽回呢
?What does it mean to bring back?
这是不丢弃。
That is not forsaken.
不放弃。
Not forsakening.
这个在一个交流的生活里面呢非常重要。
This is very important in the lifestyle of fellowship.
因为呢，不交流是很简单的。
Because it is very easy not to have any communication.
就是说我们见到某某人。
For instance, when we see someone.
这个人常常跟我抬杠的。
And maybe perhaps this person like to argue with me.
总是有问题的。
It's always a troublemaker.
很简单嘛。
It's easy way to deal with it.
我们看见他的时候 say hi 就好，够了。
The easy way to deal with it is just say hi and that's it. Don't say anything else.
这个是什么意思呢
？And what does this mean?
就表示放弃了。
That means you are giving up.
这个人在我的交流的名单里面已经打了个交叉了。
That you already crossed this name out of your list.
你没有做什么坏事，没有做什么不好的事。
You haven't done anything bad.
就是放弃了。
But you are giving up on the person.
但是呢，基督的心是个挽回的心。
However, the mind of Christ is a mind of bringing someone back.
不是让那个人就说自己他是他，我是我。
But not letting that person just go astray by him or herself.
你知道基督的挽回特别从他怎么对待彼得他的门徒的身上看得出来。
And we can see this evidence by the way how Christ bring the heart of Peter back.
你知道吗？这个在门徒里面伤害的耶稣最深的不是犹大，而是彼得。
Do you know the one disciple that hurt Jesus the most is not Judah, but rather Peter?
你说犹大出卖他，犹大出卖耶稣啊？
Perhaps you say, well, Judah, he has betrayed Jesus, didn't he?
对，这个是伤害。
Yes, indeed. He created a hurt.
但是
Jesus.
这是犹大很明显的错。
However, this is very evident. This is something he has done wrong.
那他在他对耶稣的伤害只是出卖了他。
What hurt he has done to Jesus that he betrayed Jesus.
但是彼得呢?
However, Peter,
在耶稣最需要有人来帮助的时候,
during the moment that Jesus needs someone the most,
耶稣在当时被误解,
at the time Jesus was being misunderstood,
被冤枉,
being wrong,
被怀疑,
being doubt.
在那个时候
at that very moment,
假如他的门徒最亲近他的门徒出来讲话
if someone from the dearest circle of his disciples stood up and speak up for him,
就是人家不信
even though someone, most of people won't believe the person, that if it's better than nothing,
因为最少最亲近我的人他都了解我，他都站在我旁边。
But at least that someone he loved able to stand up and to speak for him.
尤其我真的受到很大委屈的时候。
I remember in the past when I was truly being wronged.
我心中有一种感动。
I all of a sudden there is an urge within me.
就是好像圣灵在我心中提醒我。
That I have an inspiration of from the Holy Spirit.
你看看你身边你的最亲近你的人。
He said, why don't you look around for those who are dear to you around you?
当我看到的时候我就很的安慰。
And whenever I see the people around me who supported me, I feel comfort.
最亲近我的人就是我的家庭。
My family member are the dearest ones to me.
太太，两个儿子。
My wife and my two sons.
他们对我都很好。
They are all so dear to me.
然后再亲近的人，包括我的同工。
And then my supported coworker.
每天一起工作的人。
The whom I work with every single day.
他们对我都很好。
They are all very nice to me.
现在有些同工与我一起工作30年了。
Some of my co-worker has been working with me for 30 years. Or more than 20 years.
都很长的时间。
Being with me for so long.
都很好。
And we are so close together.
所以我得到很大的安慰。
And therefore, once I look at them, I feel comforted.
那些不了解的人都是距离很远的人。
And those who misunderstand me, they are far away. They are distanced people.
所以那种时间最亲的人就很重要。
So during the time when I was down, I realized once I see the close ones, I feel comfortable.
但是问题，彼得。
And however, once we come to Peter,
最亲近的耶稣的门徒。
He is the dearest one to Jesus.
在那个时候。
At the very critical moment.
彼得说我不认识这个人。
And Peter denied of knowing Jesus.
你说是何等的伤痛。
Can you understand how hurtful that brings to Jesus?
就算是这样的一个人。
Even for such person.
耶稣复活之后。
After the resurrection of Jesus.
一个要找的门徒。
The very first disciple Jesus
就是叫彼得。
That was Peter.
给他有机会。
Gave him opportunity.
可以悔改。
Gave him a chance to return.
他甚至走到彼得的面前。
Even he approached Jesus personally.
问他，你爱我吗？
He said to Peter, do you love me?
很明显，耶稣要与他重建一种爱的关系。
Evidently, that Jesus want to re-establish a relationship of love with Peter.
一种感情的关系。
A relationship of deeper communication.
这是挽回。
This is a way of turning someone back.
我们在教会里面。
Also in the church.
我们也学习挽回。
We must learn how to turn someone back.
只有这种心态，我们才可以交流。
Only through such attitude we are able to communicate.
否则不谈话很简单嘛。
Otherwise, it's very easy to stop communication.
没有做错事，不谈话而已。
Don't make any mistake as long as you don't talk to one another.
但假如我们有基督的心。
However, if we try to be like-minded like Christ,
我们就会愿意在任何的情况之下愿意用心灵与弟兄姐妹相交。
Then we are willing to communicate others in any circumstances.
基督的心有第二个特征。
There is another special attribute of Christ's mind.
就是提升别人。
That is to elevate others.
我们本来是罪人。
In the past, we were sinners.
但他把我们提升成为神的儿女。
However, now Jesus raised us up to become God's children.
我们本来是卑微的。
In the past, we were lowly.
好像泥土一样。
As low as dust.
他愿意把我们提拔成为他的同工。
And yet, he raised us up to become his co-workers.
我常常都为这件事情很感恩。
And oftentimes, I gave thanks to the Lord because of this.
亚伤的芦苇他不折断。
The reed being bent, he will not separate.
战场的灯火他不吹灭。他不
going out light, you won't blow.
他不吹灭，他不折断。就这意思是什么呢？就是说仍然提升了他的价值。
That is, God won't destroy those lowly because God would like to raise and elevate us.
我们在教会里面，我们的交流的生活也是这样的。
In the same way, how we have fellowship in the church.
我们不是单单找那些有水准的人，听得明白的人，我跟他可以很好的交流的人来交流的。
We are not here to seek for those educated, eloquent ones who are able to communicate us that we feel like and we start to talk.
我们从来不要来轻视在教会中任何一个人。
We don't qualifies anyone, or we don't look down anyone in the church.
在基督里面。
In Christ.
有人讲得很好。
It is, someone said something very
他说在基督面前君王可以跪下来祷告，膝盖也可以跪下来向他祷告。
That before Christ, even a king, he needs to bow down, same as a beggar.
这是基督的心。
This is the
基督的心肠。
This is the heart of Christ.
我们在教会里面，我们来学习这样的心肠。
Once we come to church, let us be like-minded.
有时候我们的性格会让我们有时候会有不同的对人的看法。
Because of our personality, a lot of time we may have whole different perspective towards any particular individual.
最近呢，有一个同工他跟我说，
recently a coworker said this to me.
他说某某人，他只是听你讲的，听我讲的。
He said that person only listens to you.
他说当问题解决不了的时候，就只能够说是老牧师说的。
So whenever we come to a heated debate, we can only use the word like, because Pastor Low says so in order to convince him.
我不晓得在我们当中有人谁从香港来的。
I wonder anyone who come from Hong Kong. Anyone come from Hong Kong?
这个我听说有香港有一句话很特别，我都不太明白他为什么这样讲，不过我大概晓得他的意思。
There's an idiom in Hong Kong, which I didn't really understand the meaning behind it.
他说什么呢？大细超，有没有听过？大细超，我都不晓得为什么叫大细超。他就说有些人很不公平的。
He said someone who doesn't have a good judgment, it's not fair.
对某某人很好。
The person may show favoritism to
对某某人很轻看。
Or he will turn around and look down on someone.
这叫大细超。
And just a person play favoritism.
假如你懂得什么意思，你可以告诉我，什么叫大细超？但是就是我大概的明白那个意思，但是为什么是这样我都不知道了。
So using to describe someone who plays favoritism.
我们在教会里面不要大细超。
However, let us not play favoritism in church.
都是一样的。
That we are all equal.
我们都每个人都被提升。
That all of us should be elevated.
我们交流的生活。
When we come to a lifestyle of fellowship,
就是要挽回,
that is to try to bring back someone,
帮助,
to assist,
就是要提升,
to help to elevate,
要扶持,
to support.
最重要的一点,
most important point,
就是基督的心,
that using the mind of Christ,
他是自己献祭了而挽回了我们。
That he sacrificed himself in order to redeem the us.
所以圣经说有一个祭叫挽回祭。
And therefore there's a sacrifice, it's a sacrifice of redemption.
他放弃了自己。
That he gave up himself.
不是放弃别人。
It's not giving up on someone else.
放弃自己。
But himself.
然后挽回我们。
In order to redeem others.
然后呢?
Then?
他是降卑自己。
And he put himself down.
从上帝的儿子。
That he was the son of God.
降卑成为人。
He, lower himself to become human.
成为罪犯。
Then become criminal.
然后。
Then.
死了。
And die.
落在地里。
And fall into.
完全的降卑。
And turn down a,
然后提升了我。
Humiliated.And humble himself, and now he is raised.
这是基督的心。
And this is the mind of Christ.
大家可以想象一下。
Can you imagine?
假如我们教会里面都学习这样的一种态度。
If every single one of us to learn to become like Christ.
我们可以用这种态度来彼此的交流。
Can we fellowship using this type of attitude?
你说教会是不是真的很好啊?
Can you imagine how good will this place be?
而且弟兄姐妹千万不要说这是做不到的事。
Don't you say this is an impossible goal.
神不会叫我们做件我们做不到的事。
God won't set a goal for us which is not reachable.
这个可以做得到。
This is possible.
只要我们愿意。
As long as we are willing.
用心去交流。
That we communicate using our heart.
在基督里。
In Christ.
投入
devote yourself
在爱心里
in love
用爱的尺度常常来量度我们的态度
using the measure of love to measure
在圣灵里
in spirit
圣灵的光照提醒
through the enlightenment and guidance of Holy Spirit
以基督的心为心
that to be like mind of Christ
去挽回去提升
To bring back others, to elevate others.
这样的交流的生活
Through such fellowship.
带来满足的喜乐
Will bring forth the fulfillment of joy.
这是我们教会应该有的
This is what a church supposed to be.
而且是可以有的
And it is a possible dream.
所以弟兄姐妹
And therefore, the
好不好我们朝这个方向来努力
Why don't we all march forward towards this goal?
我希望我们的教会成为主爱之家
I hope the church can become a Christ's love church
也是爱主之家
And also a church that loves Christ
而且是彼此相爱之家。
And also the fellowship of love.
我们一起低头祷告。
May we bow our head and pray.
亲爱的主，感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
把我们带到这样的一个教会里面。
You bring us to such church.
让我们有一个机会可以用心灵来相交。
So we may have a fellowship in heart.
但愿主帮助我们。
And Lord, may you help us.
当我们每一个人都有这样的一个心愿的时候。
When we have such willingness.
主啊，你来一步一步的带领我们走到我们真能够去用心相交的地步。
Help us and lead us to a condition that we can truly have a fellowship in spirit.
主啊，我们也学习，我们先把心来交给你。
And Lord, first of all, may we turn our spirit to you.
愿你来感动他。
May you inspire our spirit.
愿你来光照他。
May you enlighten our spirit.
主啊，让愿你来柔软他。
So may we soften our spirit.
主好让我们真的在教会里面。
So that when we are in church.
我们可以彼此的在主里面有好的交流。
So we can have a true good fellowship in the church.
让我们在主里面我们的喜乐可以满足。
So that our joy can be fulfilled in Christ.
愿你随听我们的祷告。
May you listen to our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.